It's Sunday morning. Time for the great outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio, and hope that you'll very much enjoy the show. It's our first show of March 2016. And I'm going to actually, for the first show of March, at a time of the year when we're kind of between seasons in many respects. The ice is going out. It's not safe to ice fish. There's no more snowmobiling. The snow is gone throughout much of the Midwest. We're waiting for the arrival of spring, the gobbles of turkey and the bass moving onto their beds and all those wonderful things. It's sports show season, and today's the last day of the sports show in Milwaukee, which is the largest sports show of its kind in the country. And last week I had Dan Basor on the show, who I bumped into this week in Milwaukee, and he's got an incredible collection of fishing lures and fishing tackle that are on display in Milwaukee. Today's the last day of the State Fair Park, so if you're within a couple hours of Milwaukee, you might want to go see the biggest show of them all, and then it shuts down for the year and won't have another big show for a year. So in that context, I thought I would start off with going back in time, and that is 1957, not that long ago. What I want to do is put us all in the situation of imagining, which was the case in 1957, that there had not been a legal deer season in Illinois since 1900. And half the state had not had a legal deer season, even harder to imagine, since the 1880s. It's because there were not any deer. 1957, headline screamed, legislature plans to reopen state's deer season after 57-year closure. An absolutely stunning, if you think about it, headline given the state of deer hunting today and the economic importance of deer hunting and the number of people deer hunting. So I'm just going to start off with this as a reflection on what I think is one of the great conservation success stories, but also shows how dynamic nature is. So 1957, the Illinois legislature has been asked to reopen the deer season for the first time since 1900. It's reported that there are now 15,000 deer, concentrated in 12 counties in Illinois. Think about that for a second. 15,000 deer in 12 counties, and therefore we are going to have a deer season for the first time. And the driving force behind this is agricultural interests are complaining of extreme crop depredation due to the large number of deer. Fast forward 2015. We've had a deer season since 1957, and in 1957, a few hundred people were allowed to go out and hunt deer, a state population of 15,000. There are 15,000 deer right now in the collar counties of Chicago and the forest preserves, if not more. And there weren't 15,000 deer across the entire state 50 years ago. Illinois Department of Natural Resources at the time, which was called Department of Conservation, says we can't just open a hunting season and everyone flock into the deer counties. We can't just turn the hunters loose. They'll kill all the deer. I'm laughing when I say this, and if you're thinking about this, you'll be laughing too, because it seems so impossible that just 60 years ago we were in a situation where deer were just coming back to where we could hunt them. And in 1956, a total of 250 deer were killed by automobiles on state highways, and it was considered to be a crisis in the making. I don't actually know, as I talked to you this morning, the deer number of vehicle accidents in Illinois, but it would be 250 deer in a day, much less a year. So fast forward, last year, 288,000 individuals in Illinois went deer hunting. And they shot an estimated 145,000 deer. And in 2010, we shot an estimated 182,000 deer. So the whole herd in the state of Illinois was 15,000 in 1957. We had a three-day season, and a few hundred deer were shot. We have a six-day rifle, seven-day gun season in Illinois now, and in total we're taking 150,000+ deer. And there are, well, we actually don't know how many deer there are, but there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of deer in Illinois. And hunters in Illinois today are saying that we actually have too low a deer herd, that the herd has been declining because of chronic wasting disease, because of blue tongue, because of harsh winters. Of course, this winter we didn't have a very harsh winter. We had a wide open winter. And that the season should be reduced, the number of permits should be reduced, because there aren't enough deer. And the whole purpose of this discussion this morning, I guess, is to say we indeed lose perspective in a big way, because we weren't in the woods. Most of us listening this morning were not in the woods 60 years ago when the deer season reopened. We don't have the historical perspective that it was an extraordinarily rare occurrence to see a deer. I actually, having grown up on a farm in northern Illinois, northeastern Illinois, I do remember when pheasants were abundant, there were no coyotes at all. Raccoons were hardly ever seen. Pheasant tracks covered the snow in the winter, and I never knew what a deer track looked like. There was no such thing as a deer browse. On tree lines, there were no deer. That was in the 60s. So on one hand, I'm grateful to be old enough to remember that. On the other hand, I wish I wasn't old enough to remember that. But as we sit here in 2016 with the legislature debating, hotly debating, whether to open up a rifle season for the first time in Illinois' history to deer hunting, hunters saying we don't have enough deer and we've been shooting too many, all we have to do is think back to a time not that long ago when we didn't even have the privilege of shooting a deer, much less seeing a deer. And when the total number of accidents in Illinois were 250 deer on the road. So we've come an incredibly long way, and we are in a period of the golden age of deer hunting, no matter how you look at it. No, there definitely are not as many deer in Illinois now as there were a few years ago. As I mentioned a minute ago, disease and winters have taken a whole toll, and yes, we have had more hunting in Illinois, more deer being killed in Illinois, shot, whether by bow and arrow, by muzzleloader, by late gun, handgun seasons, or by rifle seasons, then perhaps would be possible to and still have the herd increase. But in the context of historical times, we have a massive amount of deer in Illinois. We have more deer than there were at pre-settlement by everyone's estimations. We have more deer at any time except for maybe a decade ago when we had way too many deer. So this discussion about are we shooting too many deer, is the herd collapsing, folks, it's not collapsing. We shot 10 times the number of deer than existed in the entire state 60 years ago. We shot something like 100 times the number of deer that were shot 60 years ago. And there are, versus a few hundred hunters being able to go out and harvest a few hundred deer, they're over a quarter of a million Illinoisans going out deer hunting. We don't have a deer problem in Illinois. We might have a management problem in a philosophy of how deer are being managed. Hunters only want to shoot big bucks. They don't want to shoot the does. They think that they should have the opportunity at every turn. I think we need to put all this in perspective and realize how incredibly lucky we are that the deer herd has increased to the point where it is now a many, many multi-year, well, it's over $1 billion industry nationally, but in the tens of millions, if not 100 million or more, economic impact in Illinois. We have watched an industry grow up in our lifetimes. If you're 60 years old or older, it began when you were born, and it's today's where it is. If you're in your 30s, You have no knowledge. One has no knowledge of what it was like not to have deer in Illinois and not to have the economic impact in Illinois of deer hunting. So before we get all exercised and say the sky is falling and there aren't any deer and what are hunters going to do and license sales are going to collapse, just think about what it was like and put it in a historical context. That's something we fail to do in so many parts of our lives, but particularly in the conservation arena. We fail to have an historical context. We think about only the most recent times. We don't think back to when there were no turkeys in Illinois, there were no deer in Illinois, there were no Canada geese in Illinois. We had ducks, we had quail, we had rabbits, we had pheasants. And there were no coyotes in Illinois. That's what people hunted. We've had a absolutely seismic shift in how we hunt, not only in Illinois but across America, and what we hunt. And the largesse and availability of hunting game animals in America today is higher than it arguably has ever been. So rather than wringing our hands over declining deer herds, we should look at it and say, wow, we have an incredibly large deer herd. Maybe we can manage it better. But the sky is indeed not falling on the Department of Natural Resources. Conservation's not coming to an end. Deer hunting's not coming to an end. We should maximize this opportunity to step back and say, how do we want to make it better? But it's not ending. So on that note, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about bringing you back into the present time. I'm going to talk about law enforcement officers in the state of Illinois. And then I also want to do a quick update on the budget, state parks, and volunteerism. Hope you're enjoying the show. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. And first, a message from your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevrolet dealers.
Winter is here, and it's always tough on the road. But when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And nothing is tougher than the 2016 Chevy Silverado. Silverado is the longest-lasting, most dependable pickup on the road. With all-steel construction, Silverado is built to tame Chicago's winter weather. And Silverado's towing package offers 11,400 pounds of towing capacity. Perfect for hauling your snowmobiles. I love pulling my neighbors out of their snowdrifts. And right now, you can get $7,250 total savings on a 2016 Chevy Silverado All-Star. $7,250. That really warms my heart. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and get all the details. Or head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today and pick up a pickup that works as hard as you do, on the road or off. Chevy Silverado is one tough customer.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here, and we got a few minutes left this morning, and I'll move away from deer to talking about the people who often oversee hunters, conservation police officers, or CPOs, as they're called, game wardens, the common name. In Illinois, we are really facing a struggle as to not only what the identity of a conservation police officer is, but also their numbers. It is believed that the optimal number of Illinois of conservation police officers should be somewhere around 175, 180 officers. Well, we're down now below 80. We're short basically 100 officers from what is needed. There are many, many counties in the state that no longer have a conservation officer. And conservation officers came into being because they were brought on to help protect fish and wildlife, game resources from people who primarily were poachers, outlaws. That has morphed today into a conservation officer having a multitude of duties, much of which have absolutely nothing to do with enforcing our hunting and fishing laws. And so the question before us, and what I want to talk about in more in upcoming shows, but just touch on this morning, is we have changed the definition of what it is to be a game warden. They're now police officers who also happen to be game wardens. And that's not how the system was designed. And one of the reasons that it's so expensive to maintain the conservation police officers is because they're police officers. And unfortunately, while many of them had grew up hunting and fishing, many of the officers in Illinois today have never shot an animal or caught a fish. They're really just law enforcement officers writing about $2 million a year in tickets in the state of Illinois. Many of them never are in the field. Lots of them are in the field. But what we have is a bit of an identity crisis as to what it is to be a conservation officer. And once this whole budget situation is resolved, there will be a massive hiring of CPOs. I think one of the things that would be helpful for the conservation community in Illinois is to say, before we hire all these individuals, what is our objective? What do we want their jobs to be? They really are police officers. And is that really, that's what they become, as police officers. And is that really what we want their jobs to be? Or do we want them to be more in line with the traditional conservation officer, an individual who worked with people who hunted and people who fished, helped them understand the rules, helped them become more responsible outdoorsmen, and not just individuals who waited in a parking lot for you to come in to see if you signed your duck stamp and wrote it, and write you a ticket if you didn't, or sit in a parking lot and wait for you to come in at a check station with your deer to see if you properly tagged it. The whole concept of what it is to be a conservation police officer, not just in Illinois, across much of the country has changed. And maybe now that we are at the lowest number of conservation police officers in the state in, well, I guess in decades, lot longer than that even, it would be a good idea to talk about what's the role of a CPO? What training do they need? Maybe they don't have to be police officers to be a CPO. And they work for the state police. I mean, maybe there are ways we can come at this which would save the state a lot of money, but also enable us to have officers in the field that are doing the job of protecting fish and game without really being in the business of arresting people. Just a thought, as we sign off on the Great Outdoors show this morning, I'll get to volunteerism next week and much more in the Great Outdoors. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Have a great week ahead. This is Charlie Potter, your host for the Great Outdoors show, the outdoor voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.